Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday morning with your Packers Daily Chat. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are. New York City is absolutely resplendent in sunshine and gorgeousness on this June morning. I hope it's good wherever you are, although I do hear that there are thunderstorms happening in Green Bay. But hope you're all doing well on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Big B is here. Big B is in the house. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Play me in Madden. James, I'd love to. You gotta support, though. You gotta support Cheesehead TV. That's the only way you get to throw down with the old Daddy Nagler, as it were. Patreon members know they can challenge me at any time, but maybe you don't have the wherewithal. You don't have the ability to join as a Patreon member, which I totally understand. Look, I get it. This day and age, things are, you gotta budget. I understand. You gotta do things and you gotta be like, hey, I can afford that. I can't afford this, blah, blah, blah. I'm throwing up our Jemmy link in the old chat here so you can all have a chance to play Papa Nagler. There you go. Go to our Jemmy, throw down a little support for Cheesehead TV, and we'll arrange it. Anybody who wants to throw down, ready to go. Has to be on Xbox. But, you know, new game is coming out, so let's squeeze all the life we can out of the old one and let me beat you down in the process. And look, let me just say this out front. I play football. If you play, like, bullshit video game Madden where, like, you only rush three and drop everybody else and you take your nose tackle and throw him into coverage or he can just automatically, magically beat a Corey Linsley, Elton Jenkins double team every single time, you're a coward. All right? I play football. You play whatever you need to play, but I play football. Just so we're clear on what's happening here. All right. Other than that, hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Can it be Madden 2016? I might still have that somewhere. We'll see. Morning, Mike. How are you? Thanks for all you do for us fans. Have a good break and see you in a couple weeks. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, boy. Oh, Joan. Good morning, Joan. How are you? Well said on Madden. Thank you, Tim. I try my best. Do I punt? Rarely. Kind of like Matt LaFleur. If I'm deep at my own end, it's like 4th and 19. Yeah, I punt. But, you know, if it's midfield, come on now. All gas, no fucking break. Let's go. You can't play old-fashioned football in a video game, LOL. You can play football. Have you watched the NFL? That's not old-fashioned. I play football, the game of football. You can play like RoboCop, however you want to play it. That's all good. I play football. Haven't played Madden since Favre's cover. Worth picking up the new ones. I'll say this new one looks promising, especially franchise mode being updated finally. You know, it's Madden. Ultimately, it's just football. It's like crack, you know. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play it no matter what. You know, that's how it works. So it's how it is. 4th and 26, Brandy. I might punt on 4th and 26. I don't know. We'll see. Aaron wasn't courtside for the Bucs game last night. Don't owners usually go to the game? Well, he hasn't been to any so far. Why would he go now? They had Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones, Matt LaFleur, plenty of Packer star power for all the good it did him. Ooh, Justin with the question of the day. Solo or Rogue One? That's a tough one. For me, just personally, I prefer Solo just because it means a lot to me. I love that character. I love that story. I love that the Kasdans were involved. Rogue One is probably a better film, though. Every time I watch it, all I can think about is how Tony Gilroy showed up and just changed everything and quote-unquote saved the movie. But I would love to have seen how Gareth's cut looked prior to Tony arriving. There's shots in the preview, the very first preview that they dropped, that aren't even in the film. Like, Vader is on board the Death Star at one point. Like, there's stuff that they didn't utilize. And with Solo, I don't get the feeling as much because, you know, they obviously, Lord and Miller were fired. And there are kind of moments in that movie where I can kind of tell where they were involved. But for the most part, it feels more like a seamless film. And like I said, I just love that character. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I will forever only refer to you as Daddy Nags from now on. Also, after Tonyan, who do you think will be the next most productive tight end? This sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. Can I go Dominic Daphne? No, I'm kidding. Although, who knows, right? I would say probably Josiah DeGuara, but that's contingent on his knee coming back full strength. Uncultured Barbarian, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. This morning's jams are Brian Wilson by Bare Naked Ladies and Radioactive by The Firm. Ooh, that's a good track. Also, The Clap by Infant Sorrow. Pappies. Thank you, Uncultured. Love it. Bo Jackson was the bomb on Tecmo Bowl. Oh, Bo Jackson was a cheat code on Tecmo Bowl. And in real life, really. Colby, good morning. How are you, man? Can't wait to see Rodgers play Amari. I hear you, Tommy. I am very excited to watch Amari Rodgers in this offense, no doubt. Ooh, Billy with a real good question. The Thing 1982 or The Fly 1986? I think The Thing is probably a better film, but The Fly had a bigger impact on me because I saw it in the theater, and I was pretty young when I saw it. That movie scared the shit out of me. Good question, though. TKM, good to see you at your post. R-E-L-A-X, on your time away from us. Got nothing. Pappies. Thanks, buddy. I'll be around. It's not like I'm going to disappear from the internet or anything. You guys will see me. And we'll have to arrange at some point in the next couple weeks, before I leave for camp, we'll have our Big Lebowski watch party. That's going to happen without fail. Michael Vick was a cheat code in the older Madden games. Yes, he was. That year he was on the cover, he was pretty much unstoppable. I think Daphne's TD last year can be the kick he needed, like Lazard's catch in Detroit. That's a good point, Brandy. That's a great play where he reads coverage. You know, he kind of makes an adjustment there. He talked about it after the game, where he doesn't exactly do what he's supposed to do on the play as it's drawn up, but he reads the coverage and finds the hole in the zone, and Rodgers found him in the end zone for his first touchdown. It's pretty great. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. Stoked for you to get some quality family time. I'll be doing the same in Germany next week. Did you hear about the breaking news out of Jerusalem? Jordan Love spotted in sandals and a burlap robe. There's a lot going on in that super chat, Thomas. You got your money's worth. I did not hear about the breaking news out of Jerusalem. I try to avoid that topic, anything having to do with that city and or region, just because it can be such a lightning rod. Germany, enjoy your time. Have a few beers for me. Thank you for the support. Uncultured, again, thanks for the super chat. Super chat. Isn't the holy triumvirate of Kurt Russell, awesome mullet movies, Escape from New York, Overboard, and Tango and Cash, pappies? I believe that is how it is written in the tomes of learned men and women who study film. Yes, that would be the holy trinity, if it were. You have to choose between BTTF trilogy, Back to the Future trilogy, or Indiana Jones franchise. I'd go Back to the Future. Are you insane? Back to the Future has one good, like, great film. The first original film. And then it has the sequels, which are pretty good. The third one's watchable. The second one's barely watchable. Indiana Jones has three phenomenal films. And then, you know, we can forget about the fourth one. Come on. You call him Dr. Jones, doll. Can Banky take over? No, over while you're gone. Tony, I tried to convince Banky to do just one. Just like surprise people and just show up one day. Like we do Packers Daily and the credits fade out and then boom, there's Corey. I wanted to do that before I left, but he wouldn't do it. Oh, Craig with the question. Look at this. Who had the greatest haircut in Packers history? I mean, there are many contenders. I know many would probably gravitate towards Don Majkowski's mullet, but I will forever answer with Jeff Query. Look, come on. Jeff Query takes this every single time. There's no doubt. Tom Grassi's here. What's up, Tom? Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day. Daniel, thank you for the super chat. For Madden 22, why did Rodgers get snubbed for the cover? Nonsense. Who cares? I mean, honestly, the amount of hubbub and online tomfoolery I've seen over it's the MVP edition and the MVP isn't on it. Who cares? Who cares? Honestly, there isn't enough space in my brain to care about that. Tom Brady has won several MVPs. Mahomes has won MVP. It's an MVP edition. They're on the cover. It's fine. You guys are like Aaron Rodgers himself having to manufacture shit to get upset about. Uncultured, thanks again. Indiana Jones 1 through 3 are such awesome movies. They still feel like blockbusters when you watch them. I did a marathon and smiled all the way through. Pappies. I completely agree. My girls and I actually just watched the first two a couple weeks and weekends ago. Love those movies. Love them. Ba-ba-ba-ba. You think Rogers cares about the cover? Is the cover about the people? Ooh, the people. People needing people. I think the Pappies Fund could buy a case by now. There's a lot of Pappies, no doubt about it. Jeff Query of Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois. That's right, Michael. The all-timer. All this movie talk, it's all about the early Sandler films. Oof. I mean, some of them are good. Some of them are fun. No doubt about it. But I'm much more of a John Hughes guy myself. That's just me. That's just how I roll. I kick ass, man. Thanks for the super chat. Gravedigger, best nickname for a Packer? Of course. Naturally. 1,000,000,000%. Not even a question. Do not pause. Do not hesitate. Do not pass go. Gravedigger forever. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Bakhtiari and LaFleur in attendance, and the Bucks lose to the Hawks. I hope we aren't conference championship cursed. Nicholas, it's one game. I'm old enough to remember when they lost two games to start the Nets series and won that one. I'll bet you were saying, oh, they lost the first two games. It's over. This is why basketball is so dumb. I can't believe people actually watch game one. Who cares? It's one game. They get to play at least three more, probably more than that. That's why football's so much better. Win or go home. Boom. That's why they pump up the drama of game seven. It should just start on game seven. Ridiculous. Basketball. Amar, what's up, man? Good to see you. Thanks for the super chat. I remember you saying about Goody and his eval of QBs. He wanted Kaiser, blah. He wanted Locke, blah. Now he wanted Love, third time's a charm. And where do we rank the Rock movie? The Rock? You mean like with... The prison film? That's a great popcorn film. I'm not going to say it's great movie making, but it's a great popcorn movie. Third time's a charm. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on Love. Who was he listening to? Who was he watching? What was his info? Those are all things we got to consider. And definitely wanted Locke. And he liked Kaiser, but you know, there was never any indication that he was going to take him. But he was going to take Locke. There's no doubt about that. We'll find out on Love. We shall see. And then the thing to remember with quarterbacks, too, is it's somewhat dependent on situation. How much different would Drew Locke be if he got to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for 2-3 years than being thrust into playing time right away in Denver on a team with not a whole lot of talent around him? These are the things. These are the considerations. And I'm not making excuses for Drew Locke. I'm just saying that's part of it. Where you land is so important in the NFL. Well, who's your supporting cast? What scheme are you running? What coaching staff do you have? These are all things that play into your success in the league, along with your God-given ability, if you believe in that kind of thing. Prehistoric facts with Dino Chris. Thanks for the super chat. Went to Kroll's on Monday and a delicious burger and had a great time at Whitefish Dunes. Dude, nice. Have an awesome vacation. I will. Thank you so much. Dude, it sounds like you had a great time. Can't wait to get to Kroll's. My God. You smoking crack calling Back to the Future too bad. Back to the Future had more unique plot than Indiana Jones. Great. So what? I'll read the script then. I'm talking about the film on the screen, son. More unique plot. Oh, wow. It time traveled. Amazing. Incredible. Please. He found an almanac. Come on, dude. Give me a break. It's not even close. It's not even a contest. Indiana Jones is so much better. I like how Madden called Gilbert Brown the stump. I will say one of my all-time favorite accomplishments covering the NFL ever in the history of the last decade or so is somewhere on NFL Films. There is a top 10 NFL celebrations, and the Gravedigger is like in there, like number 3 or something like that. And in the sound clips, they have me talking about Gilbert Brown. And then right after that, they have a John Madden call of one of his games. As me next to Madden. Perfect. I can retire. Morgan Freeman calling games would be great as well. That would be fun. James, thanks for the super chat. In an ironic Jeopardy AQ format. Q, what is love? Chorus, baby, don't hurt me no more. A, answer, what the Bears will play after Jordan Love goes 2-0 over the Bears this season. I like it, James. I like where your head's at. I am down with it. I like it. Worst sequel of all time, Caddyshack 2? I mean, that's a bad one. That is a bad one. There's no doubt. I'm sure there are worse, though. Come on. Grease 2? Did you ever see Grease 2? I'll give it a... That's up for the Pepsi challenge right there. Uncultured, just throwing around money like he's crazy. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Back to the Future series fell off a cliff, but not as fast as Jaws did, Pappies. Another terrible sequel. And it had, like, Jaws has like five sequels, and they're all bad. I mean, obviously, the first one's a classic and fantastic film, but like Jaws 2 is awful. I mean, Caddyshack 2 is terrible. Don't get me wrong. It is definitely in the combo. No question. Iron Man 2 was one of the worst phone-in money grabs ever. Yeah, Iron Man 2 isn't great. Iron Man 3, I think, is worse, but that's just me. Can't wait for the season. The Packers are loaded with talent. Scott, I'm sorry, sir. We're talking about terrible film sequels. The Packers, what is that? Yes, I agree. This is a stacked squad, and they are a championship caliber team if Aaron Rodgers shows up. And if not, they're still very talented, but probably have to fight to win a lot of games. I'm down for it. Either way. Roadhouse 2 is terrible, too. Hey, but come on. We still got Roadhouse. I want you to be nice until it's time not to be nice. Oh, Dennis. No, sir. Dennis, no. Caddyshack is the worst. Dennis, I might have to ban you now. Do you do drugs, Dennis? Every day. Good boy. This isn't Russia, is it? Good Lord. Nags just called you son, glorious day. Is Swerve on the roster right now? No, Will, he is not. I don't think he's on a roster. I know he visited Buffalo, but I don't think he ever signed anywhere. Maybe. I'm not sure. Expectations for Top Gun 2, that I will be there opening night and for it to be terrible. But I don't care. I don't care. Come on. Maverick, Iceman, let's go. I'm all in on it. Men in Black 2, another terrible. Why isn't Sterling Sharp in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? If Gale Sayers, Terrell Davis can get in, why not Sterling, Kevin? Because people are idiots, mostly. He was the most dominant performer at the position I have ever seen with my own two eyes. A man among boys on the field should 1,000,000,000% have been in years ago. There seems to be, finally, a bit of a groundswell around his possible candidacy. And I know we've still got to get Leroy in there. And Leroy has been knocking on the door these last couple of years. I think once Leroy gets in, we will definitely be training our sights on pumping up Sterling Sharp's. And when I say we, like just Packer fans, because that's what it takes. I mean, Leroy was nowhere in the wilderness forever. We used to talk, Corey and I used to talk about it with him like 10 years ago, whatever. And he would always joke, you know, you guys helped get me into the Hall of Fame and I'll love you forever. You know, 10 years later, been talking about it every single year when the Hall of Fame nominations get mentioned. Finally, he's at least in the mix. But there seems to be a bit of a groundswell nationally for Sterling Sharp. Finally, decades too late or beyond late, he should absolutely be in. There's no question. There is absolutely no question he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Hopefully, he gets there eventually in the next decade or so. Oh, boy. I kick ass. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just got a notification saying 17 wants to remain in Green Bay. Relief. Yeah, we heard, there were quotes from a telephone interview he did with Fox News saying that he and the Packers have started very early days contract negotiations for an extension. So I've been saying, hopefully, right, the eve of camp, they drop the, we just signed Devontae to an extension, roll on. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the, you know, they got a long way to go, but the talks have at least started. So that's good. 17 is of no relief of the cap. Jimmy, yeah, if they extend him, he is. What are you talking about? His cap hit will go down with an extension. Yes. Yes, sir. We need some Aunt Gert in the offseason, Nags. I hear you, man. I absolutely hear you. Going to talk to Corey about getting her on during training camp. Should be fun. Sterling needs to get on TV. Well, his brother's on TV. You know, Sterling doesn't want to do the media stuff. You know, it was like that when he played. He pretty much hated the media. And I think that has hurt his candidacy a little bit. But I will shout it from the rooftops till I'm blue in the face. He 1,000,000,000% should be in. No question. Devontae signs extension. Rodgers comes back. All is well. Andrew, That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if Aaron will be there day one of camp, but I expect Aaron will be back at some point during camp. That's all. As long as he's under center week one, ready to go, ready for a Super Bowl run. What is the significance of Aaron Rodgers and his country club membership being renewed? LOL. There is no significance other than it's renewed. That's Favre watch levels of nonsense as far as creating content around the situation. That's all it is. The Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that ping pong? I don't know what that means. I'm kidding. Yes, great. Go Bucks. Sorry they lost last night, but there's a lot more games going on. All right, got to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow's last chat before I take my break. So please hit me up tomorrow with all your Packers and movie questions. Please do me a humongous favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.